This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That remains our mission, and to that end, we'll remain independent and in hot pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. How you doing? It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Today is Cities for Life Day. Wow, if that could only be the case. You know, Scott, I really appreciate that you do this. I mean, you scour the highways and byways to find out what today is, because in case you lose sight of what today is, it's also computer security day. We've had some security analysts.
I'm not your opinion on how I get those.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, I know.
The entire internet, I look at every calendar known to man, the Incan, the Mayan, all those things.
I believe the Incan and the Mayan. Even I, oh wow, that's impressive.
Look at the stars, you know.
That's like coming home and the wife unit has all kinds of, you know, powder on her face. And I'm not talking about, you know, for beautification. I'm just talking about, what did we talk about? Cooking flour or whatever, you know.
Yep.
And she has that all over and she looks like she's been slaving over dinner. And then in the trash can, you see the bag. There you go. Okay, all right, but I understand, but I'm still grateful for this, because otherwise people wouldn't know.
The perception. I want everybody to know that's what I do.
Okay, well, but explain to me, national, is it Moose Day, like Chocolate Moose Day, or Moose Mises, Moose Mooses, or what is Moose Day?
Well, let's see how it's spelled. No, that's the Chocolate Moose. Yeah.
Oh, this is Chocolate Moose. Yeah, okay, it is. Yeah. Okay, good, because that's who, you got to know the difference, because otherwise. You go in and hug the wrong kind of moose, you're going to be in lots of trouble. But of course, it's another day, and more scandals and more stories are abounding, because that's what we're in the middle of right now. Do you kind of feel like you're in the middle of a bucket of gum with all this stuff?
A little bit. Again, like I told you, I'm always skeptical. I've always been skeptical of guys that are adamant feminists and I'm an ally as they're called now.
It's a fox in the hen house.
Well,
dressed in a chicken outfit or something.
A little bit, but it always, you know, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing in my mind.
Oh, that's right.
And it always kind of falls into the idea of, Why are you telling me this? You know, somebody is, you know, it's just like we always talk. If somebody says, "Oh, you can trust me,"
yeah.
Wait a minute now. What, can I?
You know. Yeah. Now you told me I can't trust you, because, you know, who are you trying to convince? You or me?
Well, and you've had friends throughout your life, throughout your military career. Yeah. Did any of them ever have to tell you that? Hey, I'm your ally.
Yeah. Right.
Did any of them ever in your life have to tell you that? No. Have you ever had to have somebody tell you that they're your friend in order for them to be your friend? No. Or did you just always know?
Yeah.
And so that's why all these guys that have, you know, been talking the way they talk, and they talk in extremes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always leery of them. Always. Yeah.
So, well, it's ironic, especially in the case of Matt Lauer, because it wasn't that long ago, and I'm sure Bill O'Reilly is sitting at home going, "Oh my goodness, I put all that stuff from this guy, and here he's got Sochi and sex toys and everything else in hidden behind door number two here, and you know, and I had to put up with that interview."
Yeah, and you know, there's some other stuff playing in play here. I mean, look, we've all seen, you know, now I've seen Mad Men, and that's how it just used to be. Can you hold people accountable now for how they acted then? Or, you know, what's the deal there? Because,
well,
40 years ago it was a much different world.
Well, as Marsha Blackburn said, if we're willing to put the daylight and open it up and really be transparent about this issue, I think that's going to be what this comes down to. We're really sincere about, you know, cleaning this thing up. Otherwise, we're just going to keep on circling and we're going to repeat it. I mean, this is deja vu all over again. We went through this after Bill Clinton's scandal, And we didn't take care of it then, so here it is. We're still trying to clean up the mess on aisle 5. So stay with us. The conversation continues. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 5 minutes after.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got a lot coming up on the show a little bit later on. Actually, in next segment, we're going to be talking with Charles Woods, Ty Woods' dad. You remember? He's been with us many, many times. It's such an honor to talk to this Gold Star family member for all that Charles has gone through. And I got to tell you, he is such an example of how you deal with grief and what he has to share with us about forgiveness. I think you're going to be lifted up by it and encouraged, this is one of many things in life that happen that you feel like, wait a minute, this isn't fair. You know, why did this happen? And you have a choice with anything that is unjust is and it's a tough choice to make. Are you the one to will justice, or do you just trust God, that God will do that? And because God tells us it's not for us to do this. We're to be in alignment with our fellow man, compassionate, forgiving them as we would want to be forgiven, to be treated as we would want to be treated. And Charles gives us a little bit of that perspective. And this is, of course, in light of, you know, the recent judgment that came down from one of the masterminds of the Benghazi raid in which Charles' son Ty lost his life on September the 12th of 2011, as you'll recall. So anyway, he's going to be up and tell his story. So we appreciate that he is here to do that. Also, we're going to be talking with Kendra Arnold on tax reform. Of course, tax reform is... it's all over. That's what we're all talking about and want to hold our government accountable for what is happening. And, you know, kind of amazing that here we are. We're, you know, for the first time, what, in 3 decades, Scott, we're looking at some major tax reform. I mean, this is awesome that we're having this conversation. And I think Don Bongino said it brilliantly this morning. He said that, you know, when you look back, just over the last 10 years and what the government has done for us, why do we want to give them more money? You know, why don't we cause them to have some discipline and say, why don't you be a little bit more effective with what you have? But, of course, they're in the driver's seat. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people, and we need to hold our officials and elected officials accountable to this end, that they are spending our money wisely, certainly not on $17 million shush funds and that sort of thing. And there's a lot more to the shush fund, as we're finding out. It's not only about sexual harassment. I mean, they've kind of used that almost as a catch-all, a miscellaneous file. You know, anytime they had a problem, okay, well, we'll go to the fund and pull it out here. Well, you know, and it's all done in the dark of night and in the back rooms and, you know, that kind of deal. So that makes it all very, very suspicious.
Reminds me of that friend that you talked about with his wife, how she would, don't you just use checks? You know,
yeah.
I have a feeling when it's out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, you got to go by that. You know that. And well, you see, and that's the way our government operates is that, well, you know, I got checks, so I got to have money. Well, no, you're in the negative. What do you mean we're in the negative? Hey, you know, straighten that out. You know, it's like, so we'll just go to the people. Where do we have money? Oh, Social Security. Oh, there's a lock on that. Don't worry. We can bust that lock open. We got guys, we got professional lock pickers here, man. They can open that up, right?
And the worst part is that they've made it to where a lot of them have made it to where they'll never be able to balance it again.
Mm-hmm.
They've allowed entitlements to get too far out of hand, and to the point where people now think that that's theirs.
It's normal, sure.
They're
entitled. It's their right.
Yeah,
it's their right as Americans.
This is my
exactly.
right to have this.
Yeah.
And the bad part about that is that it's not. And now you've basically created a class of, for lack of a better term, spoiled children. You've created spoiled children.
Well, more importantly, you know, to me, which grieves me, Scott, is the fact that you've denigrated their humanity. You've taken away their dignity. It's that old song you've heard me say before about Tennessee Henry Ford, I owe my soul to the company store. And this is what it's doing. I mean, you know, a lot of blacks and you know, want to complain about, being enslaved. Well, you're enslaving yourself when you give up your own dignity, your own right to be productive, to go out there and be part of the system, be a constructive part of the program here, helping your neighbor, helping your family, for a government handout. And this is what, you know, the bottom line is what people need to understand. It's like, and I don't know how you can possibly and ultimately have any sense of happiness when you are entitlement minded. Because it's never enough, and you just figure, you know, it's just like, hey, Dad, I need more money. I got a date. I got something else coming up this weekend. I need more money, and you only gave me $1,200 this month, and you know, this month demanded a $1,500 payment. So you owe me $300 more, and I'm going to get that money, however way you know I can get it.
Are you giving out $1,200 a month for allowance, Bill? Because if you are, we're going to have to talk here.
But you know, this is what the government's doing, right?
You're 100% right. And
But the bottom line again is that it's not about the money. People need to understand this. I'm not dogging this thing about the money. What I'm dogging about is that you've got a fellow human being that has every right to go out there, be successful, dream their dreams, and feel productive. And what I have found in my lifetime, in my experience, is people are most fulfilled and happiest when they're out there putting in a good day's work. They come home, they feel productive, and they're not having to, as my old mentor used to talk about, you know, kind of backing into the pay window, you know, and just kind of shamedly taking their money.
You feel like you're taking care of yourself.
Sure.
And there's a big thing in that. You know, I always tell everybody, you know, when I was a kid, my dad bought me a bike. I didn't take care of that bike. But the second that I had to buy my own bike, guess what? I made sure that thing was running fantastic, and it never had any problems. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I had to pay for it.
That's
that was
right.
My money.
Yeah, you got skin in the game here.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to go back to tax reform only because Donald Trump, of course, which you and I have talked about repeatedly, even from day one, we've said this, that Donald Trump's message needed to go out to Main Street. Main Street is what elected him. That's where he needed to go, and he took his plea and his perspective, you know, to the people. And here's what he had to say about tax reform. And this gave everybody a little bit of a chuckle. Why not? Do we have it?
Yep, I got it right
okay,
here.
Okay, here we go.
You've grown old. You want to help them. Now we are going to help you help them. We're also going to eliminate tax breaks and complex loopholes taken advantage of by the wealthy. Who are they? I don't know. I think my accountants are going crazy right now. It's all right. Hey, look, I'm president. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Some of my wealthy friends care. Me, I don't care. This is a higher calling. Do we agree? As Hillary said, what difference does it make?
You gotta love the guy. I mean, you know, he puts it all in perspective. I mean, you know, he's not beholden to anybody, Scott, and we knew this was gonna be the case. And he's freewheeling, not beholden, and even as sometimes maybe a bit coarse as he can be, he is charming. You have to give that to him, and he's always much more effective, I believe, when he's out there in the street talking to the people, telling them what they need to hear.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
We the people.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Back with with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Charles Woods joins us. You know the name. He's been with us many times. Gold Star family member and a father of the Navy SEAL who was killed on 9/12/2011 at Benghazi, Tyrone Woods. Charles, always an honor to have you with us. I appreciate you giving us the time to talk about this recent ruling that came down, this conviction, which was maybe for many of us, including your family and yourself, underwhelming, what came down.
Well, Bill, as you know, it is definitely a miscarriage of justice. Mm-hmm. The mastermind behind the Benghazi attacks, Katala, he was found guilty of being an accessory to murder, but he was not found guilty of murder. And just speaking as a retired attorney, an accessory to a murder is just as guilty as the person who pulls the trigger. The typical example would be the driver of the getaway car is just as guilty of murder as the bank robber who pulls the trigger. And for that reason, this decision should be appealed.
Yeah, why was this done this way? I mean, this was something that, of course, this is President Obama's doing. He wanted, Katala to be tried in a civil court here in the United States domestically, as opposed to a military court.
You know, this is one of the things that bothered me from the very beginning. The previous administration gave this foreign terrorist U.S. constitutional rights. That was not the appropriate decision to be made. This administration that we previously had, they were famous for taking U.S. constitutional rights away from American citizens. Mm-hmm. Our constitutional rights to due process, First Amendment, Second Amendment constitutional rights, were taken away from American citizens, but yet a foreign terrorist who was guilty of murdering four American citizens, including my son in Benghazi, Libya, yes, was given constitutional rights. That should not have happened. He should have been tried by a military tribunal. And the other problem with this, it seems as soon as they gave him his Miranda rights to remain silent, he ceased to become an informational asset. And that was definitely contrary to American security interests. I have no idea why the previous administration decided to give this foreign terrorist American constitutional rights.
Well, even if he got American constitutional rights, that would be one thing. But it's almost like he got American constitutional rights plus, because, as you know, to your point, how many people are in prison today as accessories to a murder or accessory to other law that was broken, and they're sitting in jail today going, what's up with this? I'm a citizen. This guy's a foreigner, and he's treated better than me. What's all that about?
Exactly, exactly. You know, I'm not going to get into that. You know, just as you know, you're a man, and yes, you know how I feel about forgiveness. I know where my son's eye is. Yes. And one of the things I want to do is I want to give him a hug one of these days.
Yes.
And I know where he's at, but I also know that I won't be there unless I forgive everyone that's involved in his death, including Katala. And I have done that. That's why I have peace with the situation. But still, we do have the issue of justice.
Exactly.
Justice needs to be served. The truth needs to come out. And terrorists need to know that in the future, they will not be protected if they kill Americans any place in the world. They need to know that they will come to justice and they will pay the ultimate price.
You know, and I appreciate you, Charles, bringing up the issue of forgiveness, because that is that's a personal issue between you and God, and Katala for that matter. You don't need to be dragging the memory of Katala, which would occupy space that is reserved for the memory of your son, because that's what happens with unforgiveness. It just chews up every aspect of your being, doesn't it?
Well, you know, this is the one thing a lot of people can't, they have a hard time wrapping their minds around the fact that I'm at peace. Like someone the other day that I paddled Outrigger canoes with said, Charlie, you know, you are one of the happiest people on this island. And then they said, you know, even though what happened to your son, this is before we even found out about the guilty verdict. That was just yesterday. And I said, you know, one of the reasons why I can be content is because I know that God is in charge of every situation, even these things that appear to be bad. Not one sparrow falls to the ground outside of God's will.
Exactly.
And God is loving in all of his ways. We may not understand it at the time. All of us have to die. God decides when that's going to happen.
Exactly.
And he knows what the most loving situation is. He knows what the wisest decision is. And all things do work towards good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's why I can be at peace with myself. That's why I have not allowed unforgiveness to just eat me up. You know, you mentioned this, you know, unforgiveness is kind of like poison that you drink yourself
and
hope that the other person suffers.
Yes.
It doesn't work that way.
Mm.
You have to basically forgive, realize that God's in control of it, and, you know, let him balance the scales, which, you know, God does do. And eventually good things do happen.
Well, it is an opportunity for you. In terms of forgiveness, I think for the State Department and our officials in government, because there were some things that came out of this trial that pointed to some incompetence, things that we had questioned, you and I talked about several times before when we had discussed this, is how they were reticent in securing, you know, the area there. And a lot of the evidence was compromised or not treated in a way that it should have been, and this has come back to haunt them. So hopefully, do you think they might have learned something from this?
Well, fortunately, we have a different administration, and I think the terrorists now have been given notice that this murdering American citizens is not going to be tolerated.
No. And do you think that at least for this administration, that the idea of being tried in a U.S. court under some auspices of U.S. citizenship, quasi, with all the rights thereof, that those are not going to happen either?
Well, you know, this sort of situation should have been a military trial.
Mm-hmm.
And very possibly he would have been convicted of a murder, which an accessory to murder should have been convicted of.
Well, Charles, he was convicted of, he was found not guilty on multiple counts of murder in the armed attacks that killed four Americans, as we talked about, and convicted on, three counts, right?
Four counts, I believe.
Four counts, okay.
Right, so he was an accessory to murder.
Mm-hmm. So the takeaway here, Charles, you know, for those that have been following this story, that have anguished with you and your family and have come alongside, you know, the Bible says to, you know, there is a season, and that we are encouraged to be sorrowful for those that are sorrowful. And, you know, have gone through this process with you as much as we can, certainly not to the depth that you and your family have. But we've come alongside you in going through this. What do you want us to know?
Well, you know, I'd like people to remember Ty and the others as being American heroes that were willing to live for their principles. And hopefully Ty's being an American hero will be an inspiration to others. Not necessarily in the military, but whatever they end up doing with their life, to be heroes as well, to be heroes to their children, to be heroes to their spouse. And, you know, our world would be completely different if we were able to raise up another generation, a generation that had morals, that had principles, and who were willing to lay down their lives for others.
Amen. Charles Wood, Gold Star family member, former attorney, father of Tyrone Woods, the Navy SEAL, who was killed on September the 12th of 2011. Charles, always an honor to be talking to you. Appreciate the time. Take care.
And thank you, Bill, for all the good work that you're doing.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Independent and fresh every day, just the way you like us, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. And fact, our appreciated watchdog is working on behalf of We the People. Is calling on Congress to immediately disclose names of all members tied to sexual harassment settlement funds. Hear ye, hear ye. And Kendra Arnold joins us right now. She's the chief counsel for FACT, an organization dedicated to promoting accountability, ethics, and transparency in government and civic arenas. Kendra, first of all, let me first laud you and all the efforts that the team at FACT is doing on behalf of We the People to hold our government accountable. I cannot thank you enough. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. There is a lot of work out there to be done, so
right.
We are quite busy.
Well, just in the normal course of business, and then all of a sudden we have this hot potato, this sex scandal that has broken from coast to coast, that started in Hollywood, if the truth be known, even at other places earlier, but we weren't ready to deal with it. But because of Harvey Weinstein and everything that's Hollywood, next thing you know, it's coming to the Beltway. The Me Too campaign, I think, has done a lot to bring the light of day to this this horrendous problem that till now, it's really heartbreaking, Kendra, when you think about the women, and there are some men as well, who have been sexually harassed at work, And all they want to do is go to work every day and, you know, do a good job, get paid for it, and go have time with their family. And then they got to deal with this kind of craziness at work. I mean, this just isn't right on so many levels.
No, it really is upsetting. And the situation in Congress goes to a whole nother level, too, mm-hmm. because these are basically our Congress has set up a system to protect harassers and silence victims, which allows the harassment to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is heartbreaking for the people that have to go through this and the fact that it basically allows it to continue on. And then the fact that we are funding it, the taxpayers are funding this, and since 1997, there's been over $17 million in settlements.
Exactly.
For Congress members' bad behavior. That is just, I mean, it is upsetting.
Yeah, it makes us all dirty in the process, doesn't it?
Yes, and it makes it so that nobody is held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, these congressmen, they have set up the system, they're paying, and then they get this confidentiality clause. And so, essentially, their boss never gets to know about their bad behavior. And that's really a huge problem because then no one can hold them accountable for it.
You know, this is a government supposedly for by we the people. And if we the people don't demand, I mean, that's our authority position given to us in our U.S. Constitution. If we don't demand our authority position, then the ruling elites get away with this. I mean, this is the same group of people that carved out special exemptions for themselves, whether it involved health care or insider trading and on and on. You know, this stuff has got to stop, Kendra.
It really does. And, you know, they do carve out special exemptions for themselves all the time. One of the areas that is troubling to us that we run into often is FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act. And so Congress has recognized the importance of a transparent and open government, except when it applies to them.
Right.
So this is one of those cases where we're going to have to use public pressure and really have the people demand and support us in getting different House members and senators on our side to demand that these names are released. I believe it was from the Washington Post that we learned that there has been 8 settlements so far this year. And so these are 8 employers, our House members and senators, who have entered into these settlements so far. So this is an ongoing and important issue
mm-hmm.
that really we need the public on our side.
And what we should note is that, yes, the sexual harassment is part of it. But from what I understand, Marcia Blackburn was saying this morning that they basically have used this not only as a shush fund, but also as a kind of a miscellaneous slush fund. It's like, well, OK, we need some money to take care of this problem. And they go to this fund. And now it's cost we the people $17 million to cover up these problems, as opposed to, as you say, being absolutely transparent about this and saying, okay, here's the problem, everybody's aware of it, and this is how we took care of it, move on. Of course, you know, they wonder why, and it always kind of cracks me up as they say, we want to make sure this never happens again. Well, if you're not going to be transparent about it and honest about it, I say the reason that we're back here again is because we didn't take care of it back in 99 with Bill Clinton. When the problem is so systemic that it extends into the Oval Office of the White House, the President of the United States, you got to know we got trouble here in River City. But it's like we took a collective yawn over it. We just shrugged, stuck our heads in the sand, and now here we are, including we the people, going, I just can't believe this has happened. What do you mean you can't believe it's happened? We're part of the system. We've allowed this thing to go on.
Yeah, it's the system that really is the problem because, for instance, I saw Nancy Pelosi on Meet the Press last weekend talking about it, and she was hemming and hawing over whether Conyers,
he's iconic.
Anything wrong.
He's iconic.
Yes, that is exactly what she said. And she said something about him getting due process. But the problem in this case is that he did have due process. This system set up due process, and it's that due process that's a problem because it was that system was so tilted in favor of the House members and senators that the victim wasn't the one getting due process out of it. And so the system is really a huge problem. I do expect that will change in the future. I have no doubt that now that they've essentially been caught, and everyone knows about it, that that system will be changed.
Well, Ron DeSantis has authored a bill to address this very issue, and it is calling for transparency. And, you know, Kendra, we'll just have to keep the pressure on them to make sure that there's follow-up on this, because I believe in the name of all these women that have been victimized over the years, I mean, it is pathetic. You know, you think about the talent that has come to D.C. on behalf of, you know, their own dreams and on behalf of the people that they want to serve, and that they've been mistreated like this. I mean, how much talent have we lost along the way? We'll never know the true cost of this kind of abuse that has taken place. I mean, $17 million to cover it up is probably, you know, a pebble in the pond compared to the amount of talent and the damage that has been done to the lives of these people.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, one of the things is we look at the number of cases that they've settled, but in reality, for a woman to come forward and, you know, bring a complaint forward, it is very daunting for her. And really, she has to make a assessment on whether her professional career is going to continue on and how that will impact it. And so I am sure a lot of women do not come forward knowing that this is the system and do just move on. And I think that it is horrible, and you're right 100% about the talent that has been lost and lives that have been impacted horribly. Mm.
Well, Ron DeSantis' bill is in play, as I mentioned, and one of the goals of that is to absolutely just close this hush fund altogether. And I would think that you would agree that that would be a step in one direction, that we need to close it. But even before then, demand that we know who the players, what are each of the incidents? There's over 200 incidents that we understand that have been covered up through this, you know, through this fund. And we need names. I mean, Santa Claus has names. Who's naughty or nice? Why can't we get the names, huh?
We need the names. There's no other way for the voters to hold their representatives accountable. We absolutely need the names. And you're right, those 264 claims that have been settled have been apparently other things, too, besides just sexual harassment. But that, again, doesn't mean that they're good instances. So, you know, there may be other different kinds of harassment or issues, workplace issues that have taken place. So we need to know all of them, and we think that all of them should be made public.
As stewards of the people's money, it's their fiduciary responsibility to owe up to this and to be accountable. And FACT is holding their feet to the fire. And we appreciate, again, all the great work that FACT does on behalf of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Kendra Arnold, Chief Counsel for FACT, has been our guest. Thank you, Kendra.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know, I think Scott, every time Scott plays this theme, I think he gets a free box of popcorn here, Steve-O. That's what I'm just telling you here. See, I had to wait for the big voice. I was waiting for the big voice. This is what we used to do. This is old disc jockey day stuff. Right, Steve? I mean, you know, we would do this kind of stuff because you knew when the vocal was coming in and you could talk up to that. And, see, Scott didn't trust me. He didn't know that I was going to bail out. And, of course, yes, there was a little bit of luck in that, too.
Let's just say history has shown otherwise.
Oh, man. Hey, it is time for Steve Evans, the movie guy. Yes, live from Hollywood, California. You know, I put that moniker on you, and with all the craziness going out of Hollywood these days, it almost comes with a little bit of a disclaimer. We're talking the good part of Hollywood. We're talking movies here, okay?
There we go. I'm glad you caught a flight.
Right, exactly. And speaking of good stuff, Coco, number one, huh?
Coco, number one, another number one movie for the
people have gone loco for Coco, as they say.
50.8 million last weekend. They say it's a terrific film. Mm. And, of course, the Disney company is counting their bucks at the end.
One more time. I mean, what a great year for Disney this year, huh?
I guess so. Like I said, Star Wars is still the comic.
I know, exactly. I think with Star Wars and everything, they ought to just give everybody popcorn, you know, for start opening night, free popcorn on Disney just to celebrate. It's kind of their thank you to the public for supporting Disney in such a big way this year because, boy,
that's
dividends for everybody. Why not?
Wonderful idea, which, by the way, won't happen. But
it's their money, my idea. What can I tell you?
There you go. Justice League, number two, making 41.1. We had Wonder, number three, making 22.7. We were talking about that just before coming on the air. They say that is the sleeper hit of the season, which, by the way, neither one of us have seen. But I am going to see it this weekend.
Well, my dear friend, she texted me. She goes, I'm going to go see Wonder. And she came back. She goes, Wonder is wonderful. She goes, you've got to see it. So
it's about this kid by the name of August Pullman, who has facial differences, mm-hmm. and then he goes to a mainstream school, and, you know, it's about his challenges there. But I love the line. It says you know, something like, you can't blend in when you were born to stand out. And that's what this movie is all about. You have Julia Roberts, Owen Wilson, wow. and Jacob Tremblay in this one. So, sure, put that on the list. That would be one to see.
I love that line. I love that line. That's a T-shirt.
Yeah, that is a T-shirt. That's a great line.
You got it.
Thor Ragnarok, that was number four, and Daddy's Home 2, rounding out the top five. Well, this is kind of an interesting weekend because we don't have any big releases this weekend. This is kind of the calm before the storm, but this is a weekend where all the studios are kind of lining up all their films that they think are going to do well during Oscar season. They call them Oscar bait. They want to get them out there in 2017 so they qualify, and they want to start building the PR for these movies for Oscar season coming up, or award season coming up in 2018. Mm-hmm. We'll start with a movie called The Disaster Artist. Now, this very interesting film, directed by James Franco. 96% of the critics are recommending this one. It is a different sort of movie. This is the real-life story of a writer-director, Tommy Wiseau, the man behind what is often referred to as the Citizen Kane of bad movies. The movie that they're talking about is The Room, and this was made by Tommy Wiseau, and this is a movie about the making of that movie. It's brought to life chronicling this odd film's troubled development and eventual cult success. You see, you got this actor, Greg Sestero. He's an inspiring film actor. He meets this weird and mysterious Tommy Wiseau in an acting class, and they form a unique friendship. They travel out to Hollywood to make their dreams come true, and the result is this movie called The Room, the Citizen Kane of bad movies. Well, a couple of critics are saying this is the funniest movie they've seen in years. It's a different film, so if you're thinking about seeing it, check out the trailer first. You'll get an idea what it's all about.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm confused. Is the title of the movie Disaster Artist or The Citizen Kane of bad movies?
No, the title of the movie is The Disaster Artist.
Oh, okay, all right. That is, yes. Yeah.
It is about the making of The Room, which they call The Citizen Kane of bad movies.
Oh, okay, all right, here we go. All right.
So this is a making. This is a movie about the making of a movie, and it is a little complicated, but that's what it's about.
Okay.
Opening up.
Glad we cleared all that up.
Yeah, right, it's a little confusing. All right, we also have Wonder Wheel. This is a movie, the latest Woody Allen movie, which is getting decidedly mixed reviews. 46% are recommending. Some critics are saying this is a Woody Allen disaster. Other critics are saying it's a beautifully shot movie about Coney Island in the 1950s with a great cast and great performances, okay? This tells the story of four characters whose lives intertwine amid the hustle and bustle of Coney Island amusement park in the 1950s. You got Ginny, played by Kate Winslet. She's the wife. You got Humpty, played by Jim Belushi. He's the husband. Then you have Justin Timberlake in this movie. He plays a handsome lifeguard who dreams of becoming a playwright. And Carolina, played by Juno Temple, Humpty's long-estranged daughter who's now hiding out from gangsters at her father's apartment. That's what's going on with Wonder Wheel.
Sounds like a reality show here.
Kind of, yeah. But it is a beautifully shot movie, and it really brings back Coney Island. And what they're able to do with digital effects and things like that, really able to recreate an era. And this looks wonderful. Check out Wonder Wheel. See if it's for you this weekend, the latest by Woody Allen.
Is this like one of those, but she has a great personality kind of things?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. I mean, it's about the relationship between these four characters, and the daughter, the long-estranged daughter, shows up with all kinds of baggage, figuratively, and
I'm hearing suspense music in the background here.
Yes, and that's kind of what it's about. And like I said, but Kate Winslet supposedly is really good at this.
Well, yeah, like you say, it's a good cast here. I mean,
be big during award season.
Okay.
We have The Shape of Water. We were familiar with Guillermo del Toro.
He's
a very talented director. He has put together this movie, another offbeat sort of a film in limited release this weekend, but it will go wide. This is a fairy tale set against the backdrop of Cold War era America in 1962. In a hidden, high-security government laboratory where she works, you got Lonely Eliza, played by Sally Hawkins. She's trapped in this life of isolation. Eliza's life has changed forever when she and a coworker, Zelda, played by Octavia Spencer, discover a secret classified experiment. I'm not giving anything away, which I say because it's in the trailer, that this experiment involves this amphibious creature. And she ends up falling in love with this amphibious creature, and that's the movie. You can check out the trailer.
Wow.
But, you know, it's really well done. And, of course, he creates these creatures, these characters that are otherworldly. And he is it's worth the price of the ticket to show up to see what he's created. Guillermo del Toro, it's called The Shape of Water, 97% recommending that one. Another movie in limited release is The Tribes of Palos Verdes. When you have a teenager, Medina, she moves with her family to the picture postcard perfect paradise of Palos Verdes. We know what that's about, right? You got this beautiful place in California. It seems like this family is headed for a new chapter in their lives, but then their old troubles soon catch up with them. Her parents' marriage disintegrates, and her brother turns to drugs, and she's caught in the middle of it all, and she has to rely on her inner strength to become the stabilizing force in her family, and she finds refuge in her new passion, surfing. Set against the sun-kissed beaches and crystal blue waters of the California coast, The Tribes of Palos Verdes is a stirring look at how life's greatest challenges forge who we become. Ah, you gotta love Palos Verdes. It's out this weekend, The Tribes of Palos Verdes in limited release.
I mean, look at Jay, you got terrific. I mean, you talk about a background for photo and cinematography. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
It is beautiful down there. And probably a place I'll never be able to afford, but it's a nice place to visit. We have one which is, by the way, going wide this weekend, thank goodness, which I've talked about before. I just want to quickly mention Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Right.
This is getting great reviews. I just think it's going to be very big during the awards season, with terrific performances by Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, Sam Rockwell. The language is really rough, but it's, I think, the perfect movie for our turbulent times. This is a comic drama where you have a mother personally challenges the local authorities to solve her daughter's murder. When they fail to catch the culprit, she erects these three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, and all kinds of crazy things begin to happen. That's going wide this weekend. And if you'd like to get in touch with your inner hip-hop DJ, we have Love Beats Rhymes. This looks good. Not reviewed for the critics, but, you know, if you want to know more about what the whole hip-hop scene is about, this might be the movie for you this weekend. You got a struggling rapper, Coco, who enrolls in a poetry class, and she thinks her rhymes will really impress her teacher, Professor Dixon, played by Jill Scott. Now, instead, Dixon challenges Coco to seek real meaning in her lyrics, setting her on a journey of discovery that takes her through rap clubs and poetry slams, leading her to find her true voice and her true love in an uplifting movie co-starring Lucian Labiscount and Common as well. Love Beats Rhymes, out this weekend.
Interesting.
And, kind of cool. I mean, because it is a world which, you know, takes a little investigating to kind of get the hang of, maybe.
Yeah, because, I mean, for some of us that still kind of are trying to understand and get our brain around some of this stuff, this might be a little primer for us.
Right, it is.
Yeah, good.
Not a bad way to get in touch with that stuff.
Yeah.
We have a documentary which a lot of people are talking about. It's called Naples in 1944. Naples 44, it's called. You have Benedict Cumberbatch giving life to the words of a British soldier, Norman Lewis. He wrote a remarkable memoir of post-World War II Naples, and this forms the basis for a look at this ravaged land after World War II and what later became a city of infinite charm. If you're into that, check out Naples 44 out this weekend. And then we have Slumber, an R-rated movie about a sleep doctor trying to protect a family from a demon that feeds on people in their nightmares. Kind of a one which we probably a concept which we've seen before.
Yes, so exactly.
Out there,
I'll tell you, lots of options, Steve. Oh, I'm telling you, it's just, you know, every time, you know, you and I talk every week, it's like, and you always go, what are you going to do? And I go, well, I want to see them all. You know, I'd like to be able to, you know, catch them all. But no doubt, Wonder is still on the list, and hopefully next week I'll be able to tell you that I agree with my friend that Wonder is wonderful.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge?